This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Just visited with Steve Greenberg, Chicago Sun-Times. Kind of a sobering interview with him. As he, like a lot of people in that line of business, are saying, what do we do? You know, if you're a beat writer for the Cubs, guess what? You don't have anything to do. And that could lead to maybe losing a job or at least temporarily being out of a job. So, crazy times. Then on the other end of the spectrum, as my Arizona Cardinals made the trade of the frickin' decade.
We needed something, man.
We did.
And something.
Josh Weinfuss, he covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN, going to join us at 5:30 to talk about DeAndre Hopkins coming to the desert. Oh, man, am I excited. Right now, though, we're going to visit with a young man that pitches for the Louisville Cardinals, pitched for the Centennial Chargers. Everybody knows him, Luke Smith. Luke, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good. I don't want to make this like a major depressing interview with you, because you are just one of the nicest young men I've ever met. You're always positive, and that's what I love about you. But, you know, I thought of this last week, and I thought, how would you like to be? I mean, we all have a woe is me story, and I think for all of us, I think that, you know, I said last week on the radio, don't feel bad if even your small story is sad, because we all have one now with everything that's going on. But Luke, you're a senior in college, and now you had it taken away as the NCAA canceled the rest of the season. What was your initial, I mean, when you started to kind of understand that that was probably the way it was going to go, what was your thought process to that? And then when the announcement was made, how hard was that to kind of take in and understand?
Well, I think the fact that it all happened so fast, you know.
True.
You know, we played Chicago State in a midweek on Wednesday, and at that point, all we were worried about was the possibility of getting school canceled for a couple of days. You know, and then 24 hours later, we find out that we're done playing ball for the rest of the year. Mm. So, you know, that obviously you hate it for the guys that you're with, because, you know, we felt that this year was this was the year. You know,
right.
we finally started getting hot. ACC ball was finally getting going. You know, the fun part of the year where it was, you know, getting ready to get warm and everything, just the exciting time to play baseball was here. And then just like that, it's gone. So, you know, obviously it's heartbreaking, but, you know, I just feel for, you know, myself and the four, you know, the other three seniors, you know, this is not obviously the way that we planned on ending our collegiate careers. So it's just it's a whirlwind of emotions right now. I really don't know what to do with myself, to be honest with you.
Right. Right. I mean, that would be the strange thing for, especially Luke, and you can speak to this, for a college athlete that essentially, especially when the season's here, I don't know how you guys have time to breathe. You're just working. You're going one class to this, to baseball, to practice, to now we got a game. Now get on a bus and we're going here. And now all of a sudden you've got every second of a day to do whatever. And it stinks.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to my mom and dad. Like, I don't know how to just be a normal student. You know,
there's, right.
It makes me wonder what all these guys do with their, you know, like you said, all these hours in the day. There's really, I'm struggling to find stuff. And now obviously everything's closing. So on top of not being able to, you know, just the fact that baseball's done, there's really nothing else to do except sit around and think, you know,
yeah,
you know,
true. Read a book.
But yeah, that's what my coach said. You know, he asked what I was doing with my time. And I said, man, I'm just trying to figure it out day by day. And he just said, read, eat, sleep, work out, and throw.
Boom. That's what you can do.
That's about it right now.
Luke, the NCAA has already come out and said that those in spring sports, seniors at least, will be granted an opportunity to come back for another year. Have you thought much about that? I'm sure you have. And what would go into that decision for you?
I'm definitely very grateful for that. You know, that's huge for us and the guys that, you know, This was their last year, and even for the you know, the freshmen, that, you know, they get their year taken away, and the sophomores as well. But honestly, right now I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the draft and how that process is going to work. You know, my dream has always been to play in professional baseball, and this was the year I was hoping on making that dream become a reality. So at this point, I'm just kind of waiting on to see what the MLB is going to do with the draft and if whether or not there's going to be like a showcase thing for players to go to, or like all the draft eligible players. Everything's just up in the air. Like this is foreign territory for a lot of people. It's for everybody. Everybody's making their decisions now, and it's obviously very tough. And I respect it. It's a dangerous time. You got to respect the disease, and there's a lot of unanswered questions. So, I respect the decision that the NCAA made, and as hard as it is, and as tough as it is to swallow, I think they did make the right choice, and now it's everybody trying to figure out what to do.
Luke, you mentioned it there. Your season goes all the way up, or was going to essentially go all the way up to the MLB draft. So, how do you approach that? What can you do training wise? How much is that available to you still at your school? And what plans do you have to try to prepare yourself to potentially go into this year's draft?
Well, as of right now, I'm staying on the same routine that I've been on. So I'm throwing my bullpens every Wednesday. I'm still getting my lifts in. Yesterday I threw an 85 pitch bullpen. So just, trying to maintain that same, I'm just repeating the same thing that I've done throughout the year. And our pitching coach, Roger Williams, does a great job of giving us a plan to follow. And, we got guys around here still that are still working. So we have we still have some of our teammates here that we can work out with and stuff like that. So I'm not necessarily by myself. But man, it's a different feeling throwing a bullpen on Sunday than it was getting ready to pitch against Notre Dame. So, that part's definitely, that's what's tough to swallow.
I can't imagine. Luke Smith, our guest, follow him on Twitter at LukeSmith1551. Are you, like, when you're doing that, like bullpen sessions and stuff, like, are you doing kind of simulated games, Luke? I mean, do you get like one of your catching buddies and say, hey, do you mind doing this for a simulated game? Or how do you go about kind of staying sharp?
Yeah, so I mean, I treat it like every other Sunday. So, I'll get out there and I'll start my warm up at the exact same time. I have one of my catchers will get down and I actually threw to some live hitters. So some of the hitters that were still here, they jumped in the box and got some ABs. So, we're still trying to get our work in as much as, they allow us to with, all the facilities that are sounding like they're getting ready to close. And
right.
As of right now, we're just trying to, with the things that we have available to us, we're trying to take advantage of it. And you learn, the guys here, it's such a, you learn to admire guys that, they want to put the work in even when there's no chance of us playing.
Sure.
The guys, everybody still wants to go to the batting practice. You go to the field and there's still 15 guys there that are getting swings in or on the field playing catch. And that's, that's what I love about this place. Everybody's here to work hard and they have dreams that they've set for themselves and they're doing what they can to reach those dreams. And, having guys like that surround you makes this, the tough times that we're in right now a little bit easier. Having guys to talk to and you're going through it with them.
Right.
And then obviously I have a great family and everybody's reached out to me and, they're there for me. And, I'm going through what everybody else is.
Yep.
This is a tough time for everybody as well for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's your world too, So,
yeah,
man, this never happened before.
No, and I mean, when you're turning to Luke Smith for interviews, things aren't easy here. Luke, I do want to ask you this. I mean, we all hold out hope for things, right? Like, I hold out hope. I mean, we held out hope that the NCAA tournament would play even without fans, right? So I would assume for you and your teammates, you hold out hope that, hey, maybe in 2 weeks, all of a sudden we've got a vaccine for this thing, and guess what? We can play even half of the baseball season. I mean, we understand that's not going to happen. I mean, we understand how this is moving, and we understand how things are becoming serious, and who knows, any day we could be Italy, essentially. But do you try to hold out hope for a season this year still, or is that a dangerous thing? I mean, can you use that as motivation? Or can you use that and almost think, well, it's just depressing me to try to think about that?
I'm always going to, hold out with the hope as long as I can. Obviously, this is coming into this year. We had high expectations for our team. And, just the we didn't get off to a great start, but we finally found our stride. And that, you know, that's when ball was getting exciting again, you know. But, you know, like you said, we're holding out hope as long as we can. We understand, you know, the situation we're in, and the odds aren't, you know, they're against us pretty heavy. But, you know, we're preparing to play. We're practicing still, you know, not as a team, but individually. We got guys still showing up. So, you know, there's everybody around here still hoping for that chance to play again. And if not, they're preparing to play for summer ball. And then the draft eligible guys, they're, you know, working their tail off to, you know, have the best chance for them when pro ball starts back up. So, you know, when I'm not playing baseball, I'm watching baseball.
Right.
So
right.
Now that I can't do either of those. And it's just, I found myself going back and watching old videos, and, you know, I'm looking up new pitchers and just, you know, I'm trying to stay in the game as much as I can. You know, it's baseball season to me, and it's, nothing's gonna take that away from me, you know.
I love it, you know, and I think I know you saw Andrew. He was down on your campus there recently, and I think of kids his age, you know, 12, 13, you know, that major, little league major age, that pony ball. You think of kids that age, and I think to myself, you know, I've told these guys, I said it last week, that the number one thing I love doing in my life, and your parents would agree to this, is watching my kids play sports like your parents have watched you. And I think to myself, you know, there's a long time before pony season starts, but what if they don't, if they're not able to play baseball? I mean, it's hard enough at my age to kind of process all this. I can't imagine what it's like at your age, but think if you were a 12 or 13 year old kid and you look outside and it's 85 degrees and it's like, why can't we play? I don't understand this. I mean, that's going to be hard for a lot of kids, girls and boys around the country, if baseball and softball can't go on as planned.
Absolutely. You know, I feel for my younger brother, Walker.
Right.
Proud of him. He's worked his tail off all winter, gotten in the best physical shape he's been in, and he made his varsity team this year. And they're supposed to be in Florida playing on their spring break trip right now. And we've talked, him and I have talked about this since I went on the trip in high school. So, you know, I know how excited he was. So, you know, I'm heartbroken for him. And
sure.
Then there's those high school seniors that this is their chance to, you know, get the opportunity to play in college, and it's not looking like they're going to get that opportunity now. So, you know, it's all these. All the things start adding up. And like you said, Matt, I've been playing baseball from the month of March to the month of August the last, 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, this is baseball season. And, you know, the times growing up playing in the summer with all those guys, you know, those are the friends I'm going to have for the rest of my life. So that's the, you know, that's the time I feel like, I understand you, man. It's hard to, I feel so bad for those kids that aren't going to get that opportunity this summer. And, you know, spending time with their friends and those coaches and those families, because, you know, like I said, those are the times I remember most from being, you know, when I was younger.
No doubt.
Spending time with all my buddies.
Luke, on the NBA side last night, we see that Woj reports NBA's hoping to come back in mid-June. Maybe that's best case. And obviously the baseball season long enough that there would still be a season left. I'm interested in your perspective as a pitcher. How much time would you need
question.
You get the green light of abbreviated spring training before the games count again? Say it is mid-June and they say, okay, now you can play baseball.
Well, if they come out with it being mid-June, I think we would probably have some of our pitchers shut it down for a little bit, just because there's no point in throwing now and risking all the injury, all the injuries that could happen. So I think if that's the final decision that they make, we would probably shut it down for a little bit and then ramp back up to where when mid-June came around, we would be ready to go. So I'd probably say we would probably start throwing maybe the end of April, last couple weeks in April, and then kind of lead up basically what we've been doing all winter so far. You know, our throwing program started in the middle of December, so, and that led up to week one at Ole Miss, which was February 14th, I believe. So that was about a six or seven week program for us. So I think around that time is when we'd start, you know, ramping back up and start back throwing again.
Yeah, listen, Luke, if your dad bats right-handed, I bat left. So if you're needing some confidence, I mean, you could come throw some bullpen sessions to Tim and I, and I'm sure by then you'd be like, I'm back.
I think the last time I threw to Dad, I had to have been 12 or 13 years old. So it's going to be quite the difference from the last time he saw my fastball to what I got going on now.
Oh, that'd be fun, though, to see. All right, last question for me. Luke Smith, former Centennial Charger and pitcher now for the Louisville Cardinals, his season taken away, essentially. But I want you to take sports out of the equation now, Luke. What is it just like being a college kid right now? I mean, when I was in college at SIU back in the day, the Gulf War started. And I remember we didn't have Fox and we had CNN and we stayed up. My other three roommates and I stayed up all night when that happened because we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to get drafted. I mean, we're going to go to war, you know, and that thing ended like in 4 hours. It was like shorter than some baseball games. But, you know, what is this like for a college kid right now? Never mind an athletic side of it. It's just got to be a weird, weird time for you guys.
Absolutely. You know, all my buddies now, I play baseball with. Like, that's where I get my friends from. So, you know, I come to school and all my friends are instantly on the baseball team. And, you know, you come to meet people around campus and stuff. But, I mean, right now those people are gone because we don't, all of our classes are online through at least April 5th.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to end up just making it through the end of the year.
Sure.
So, you know, I have a couple friends here. I've been hanging out a lot with my buddy Jack Perkins. I have a friend, Megan Murphy. There's a beautiful walking bridge that we went to, you know, just in Louisville, walk over the Ohio River. It's awesome. So, you know, we're just trying to find some things to do. You know, it's there. And with everything closed, I went and saw a movie the other night. Me and a couple buddies, Henry Davis and Drew Wiegman, went and saw a movie. So, you know, like I said, it's trying to figure out what to do with all this free time.
It's crazy.
I wake up, you know, I'd usually wake up at 8 o'clock. I'd go to my internship and I'd be at the field at noon and I'd come back to my house at 7:30 or 8. And that would be my little time to relax and hang out with friends. And I'd wake up and do it all over again. So, you know, it's weird, man. Like you said, that's the best way to put it. It's a weird situation that, you know, obviously nobody ever expected. And no one really has any answers for what to do with it.
No.
I pray to God we don't go to doing what Italy's doing because I don't know what I'm going to do with myself 2 weeks sitting in the house.
I started looking for my fidget spinner again today.
I'm going to start doing trick shots with a ping pong ball and a solo cup here before too long.
I might do something else with a solo cup later. We might do that. What the heck? Hey, Luke Smith, you are a wonderful young man, and I appreciate you doing this. I truly did not want to make this, you know, a woe is me kind of thing, but boy, you've kind of spelled it out for us. I mean, it hurts. It hurts to be your age and to have a season pulled out from under you when you're a senior in college and you're looking so forward to things. But look, it's all going to get better. You're going to still be seen by the scouts. They still know who you are, and hopefully one day, the next time we talk to you, it'll be because you're wearing a minor league uniform somewhere and we're doing that interview. Is that cool?
Yes, sir. That sounds like a plan to me.
All right, buddy. Well, Luke, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Lon. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, buddy. Luke Smith, Louisville pitcher, Champaign Centennial, former Centennial Charger. He mentioned his brother, Walker. The Centennial team, they were, like you said, they were supposed to be in Florida right now playing a tournament. And you know, you think about that. I mean, Luke, at least Luke has had some years at Parkland and Louisville to kind of showcase what he's got, right? And yet he mentioned his brother. Like, how about being a high school senior? I mean, Luke still has a shot to pitch more.
True.
If you're if you were like me, let's say, and you're not going anywhere, and you just lost your
big senior year.
Yeah, well. Even if you knew you weren't going to.
That's true. Like, more senior year.
Exactly.
Your buddies. Guys you grew up with.
Yeah, because I think back to like my, you know, high school basketball season, you know, that. My senior year, I still have great memories from that year and playing. And you know, when we have our class reunions, we still laugh about it. Or we laugh about, you know, I didn't play football, but the football team was good. And, you know, our baseball team was good. And we talk about that with some pride. You know, we won some little Oak Hall Valley championships. And we talk about that with pride. And now you're going
to
have
stories to remember.
Yeah, you're going to have a whole spring of sports, track, baseball, softball. It's all wiped out, probably. No girls track meet in Charleston. No boys track meet in Charleston, maybe. I mean, you know.
No one to put Icy Hot in your sliding shorts.
Yeah, right? Or flip the towel. I don't even think they shower anymore after. I mean, they go home and shower. We used to have to shower at the school, you know. But, you know, just all those all of those times that you spend, and not only in sports, but in school. Now we're going to go to online school, and you know, what about the daily, you know, I can only speak through the eyes of my boys, but, you know, Andrew, I don't think he likes school, let's be honest, but he loves going to see his friends every day, and now all of a sudden that's taken away, you know, a little bit. So, I don't know, it's just a weird, it's a weird world, and it's just changing quicker than we all want, but we're going to have to just brace ourselves for this ride and see what happens, and we'll just do our best. That's what we'll do. Trevor?
Steve are still alive for another 10 minutes.
Sweet. Okay. So
if you have not yet entered, we have a Rosati Steve offer.
Okay.
They're still going to be open for carry out, and it's a pool now.
Got it.
So it increases your chances of winning. So go to gosteever.com. It's the first thing you'll see on the homepage. Enter, and you'll get an email if you are chosen as one of the winners.
All you
got
to do is put in a username and a password. And I know, listen, I'm with everybody out there. We have way too many usernames and passwords now, and you can't remember the last one, let alone this one. But all you do is you just log in or create your account, and every time we do a GoSteever, all you have to do is go to GoSteever.com, log in, and then click that button, and you've got a chance, for instance, this time, to win $30 to Rosati's Pizza.
You got it.
It's a wonderful way to help support a local community, and we're actually going to give you money to help support that. All right, when we return, there was a major trade today in the NFL, and it just happened to be my Arizona Cardinals involved. And so I get to talk Arizona Cardinals football with Josh Weinfuss, ESPN writer. He covers the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to do that next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. We would like to thank all of our past clients for hiring us on their residential and commercial jobs. When CU Under Construction started in 2003, we had a vision to bring all your construction and trade needs to one company together. Our passion is construction and our clients. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoSteever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes. At GoSteever.com.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Warm up at Value Check in Champaign with their hot prices. With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand name chips for under $2 or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Vary rate lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis. I know many people have questions about the coronavirus and what to do. I'm working in Congress to ensure our local health professionals have the resources needed to limit transmission and treat those with the illness. To learn more about the coronavirus, how to prevent it, travel advisories, and more, visit cdc.gov.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, my. We're going retro here. I was trying to figure out which one to pick. I went Piper 6.
I'm sure Larry Fitzgerald was still wide receiver for the Cardinals when this song was cool.
I don't think there's any doubt. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lon Tay, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise as well. Talked to Steve Greenberg from the Chicago Sun-Times, did that earlier today. That was a sobering interview with a gentleman that now is, like we said, like there's nothing to cover now in Chicago, so what do you do? And, of course, we just talked with Luke Smith, senior pitcher for the Louisville Cardinals, whose season is done, but they're holding out hope. Maybe that they can still play and still get some time in on that. Now, those were both sobering interviews. Right now, I want to have a little fun because today my Arizona Cardinals made the news of the day with a trade for DeAndre Hopkins, and I am pleased to be joined by Josh Weinfuss. He covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. First of all, Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it, man. What in the world happened today? I mean, I was sitting in my office, and all of a sudden, I looked down, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is this serious? What? I mean, did this come out of nowhere?
Kind of, yes and no. They've been talking for about a week. I first heard about it last Monday. And that chatter kind of obviously got a little bit louder over the week as the week progressed. And, you know, they couldn't really do much until the CBA was done. And then once that got solidified yesterday, you know, they just pulled the trigger. But I'm not surprised by it. I think they wanted to move David Johnson. You know, sure. He was He's scheduled to make $10 million next year, and that was fully guaranteed. His cap hits 14.1. I was a little surprised that they were able to trade him in exchange for DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the game. But, yeah, kind of just a crazy day here in Arizona.
Josh, are we missing something here?
I know.
As far as I know that maybe we got to get Bill O'Brien on the line to see what he saw. But David Johnson, I think he had about 94 carries last year. Air raid offense. You bring in arguably the best receiver in football. What?
Incredible.
From your perspective, what else is there that maybe we're not seeing?
I don't know. It's tough to say because, you know, the David Johnson that we've seen for the last few years is not the David Johnson sure. we saw in 2016 when he had that big year. He kind of made a name for himself. And I'm part of me is absolutely surprised that they were able to get somebody like Hopkins. But I think the flip side of it is there's probably a reason why the Texans traded him. And I think that's still yet to be seen. You have heard rumblings that him and O'Brien didn't get along, but right. yeah, if you can get O'Brien on the line to get him to explain why, I think a lot of people would be interested in that. But it's a little perplexing simply because of what David's produced over the last 3 years. I guess what he hasn't produced is more accurate. But I can also see them turning him into a receiver more so than sticking with him as a running back.
Josh Weinfuss, our guest. Listen, we shot for you today and got it, so I'm going to hold out hope that we can still get Bill O'Brien. Maybe we'll see what happens. Before we talk a little bit more about what DeAndre Hopkins is going to mean to that Arizona Cardinals, talk a little bit about David Johnson. I mean, this kid comes in out of Northern Iowa. Not many people knew much about him, but Bruce Arians loved what he could bring to the table. And now with Cliff Kingsbury, it's a kind of a little bit of a different offense, obviously major, to where he doesn't fit as well in that. But, you know, David Johnson was the kid that came in and immediately became a fan favorite. I don't think he's ever been a problem. He seems like a great guy. What will it be like to kind of leave, with David Johnson leaving now? What does that mean for him and his kind of legacy, if you will, in Arizona?
You know, first off, it gives him a fresh start. You know, obviously, the last few years have been pretty rough for him. He had the wrist injury in 2017, misses a whole year, misses, 15 games after that. But then, 2018, with a new coach and Steve Wilks and a new offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, he wasn't used properly. They didn't really know how to use him. And Mike McCoy really wanted to try to prove that he was the smartest guy in the room, and that didn't work out too well. So then he gets fired. Now you have Cliff Kingsbury coming in, and David Johnson just, for whatever reason, just didn't seem to find a groove under Kingsbury, which I was a little surprised about because his offense kind of tailor-made, I think, to fit a guy like David Johnson. He can run the ball. Cliff Kingsbury loves running the ball, contrary to what a lot of people believe with his whole air raid mantra. He's a run-heavy, run-first type of coach, and that's what we saw last year. But David just didn't fit into that. And, the whole idea of all these RPOs, and you can kind of use a lot of deception with David Johnson, especially because of his ability to catch balls. A lot of people don't know this. He came into the NFL with a full route tree. He went to Northern Iowa as a receiver, and they converted him to a running back. So he's kind of a jack of all trades and just so talented, so athletic, and he's muscular. I mean, he's like, when you look at him, you're like, this is what a football player should look like.
Right.
But his legacy here really has taken a hit the last couple of years because of what he hasn't been able to accomplish on the field, and that's replicate 2016 when he had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, led the NFL 20 scrimmage touchdowns. He was so dominant that year, and he just has not been able to replicate it, and there are so many questions as to why, and I think that's hurt his overall legacy in Arizona.
Yeah, fair enough.
Josh, what did you see from Kyler Murray's development last year? Obviously, we know he has a rocket arm, can move around the pocket. Seemed like he really put it together down the stretch in the second half. I know the Cardinals lost a number of close games, but adding Hopkins to the mix, now you can shift Fitzgerald to the two, Kirk in the slot. Seems like they have a great situation around him. How do you think this elevates him going into year two for him?
Oh, man. I mean, now when they go three wide, it's going to be Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, and DeAndre Hopkins.
That's yes!
A pretty dang good trio right there. And then let's say they bring back Kenyon Drake. So you have him in motion. You come out of the backfield, line up four wide with Kenyon Drake. I mean, that's pretty stellar. I mean, this offense could be – it was really good by the end of next year. And you add a guy like DeAndre Hopkins who can play all over the field, really. I mean – that just changes everything. This offense is going to take so many strides this offseason. And, you know, the one thing about Kyler Murray that, you know, you talk about his development, he hit the ground running because he's played in this offense. He was in the eighth grade. So he knows it inside and out. And he was the one teaching Larry Fitzgerald about it during practice. He was the one who was stopping plays and say, hey, Fitz, you got to do this better. You got to do this, this, and this. And Larry was like, okay, sure, no problem. So let's run it back. And they, you know, and these guys really bought into what Kyler was able to teach them and what he was brought to the field. So I don't think that's going to change now with DeAndre Hopkins. You know, Larry Fitzgerald has been a mentor to Hopkins for years. So I think sharing a locker room with that's going to help Hopkins quite a bit. He's going to, you know, I think the transition to Arizona is pretty seamless because of that. But with, you know, back to Kyler Murray, you know, you saw him grow. You saw him just get comfortable every single week. And
yes,
he truly had that confidence that he could run this offense and be an NFL player because he had done it for so long. So, you know, there definitely, you can tell there was some rookie jitters, some rookie mistakes, but the more he played, the more he got comfortable, the more he was able to just spend all his time on football, you clearly saw that growth week to week.
Josh Weinfuss, he covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Follow him on Twitter. It's his name, at Josh Weinfuss, W-E-I-N-F-U-S-S. First guy I thought about, Josh, after I did like a victory dance around my office was Larry Fitzgerald. And I made the comp today that, you know, Colts fans, they had Peyton Manning for years. Then the one year they're bad, they get the chance to draft Andrew Luck. And I'm like, how lucky are you guys? And, of course, we know, obviously, Luck has left football. But if you're Arizona, you get Larry Fitzgerald now, what, his 15th year or whatever, has just been an unbelievable player. And now, all of a sudden, as he's ushering out, basically, DeAndre Hopkins comes ushering in for the next few years. I mean, how nice is this in the desert to have one wide receiver lead right to another stud wide receiver?
No, I mean, in 2 years, you got your quarterback of the future and your wide receiver of the future.
Good call.
I mean, yeah. Tell me how often that happens. I mean, you know, this team's been looking for the heir to Fitzgerald for years, and now they've finally got him, and it's for a relatively low price and pretty easily, if you ask me. So this is a big moment for the Cardinals organization, for the fans, for the players. Now it's just a matter of how it translates on the field.
Josh is going to be joining us, by the way, every day now for the summer, talking Arizona Cardinals. It's like Josh, you and I, like, having you on right now is so scary to all of our listeners, because they're like, oh crap, Tay's going to talk Arizona Cardinals. I'm the only idiot that roots for him here in Illinois. But man, this is awesome. I do have to ask you this, Josh, before we, because I'm not going to be bothering you much. Larry Fitzgerald, a chance to cover a legend like Larry Fitzgerald, who has done so much in Arizona, not only on the field, obviously, but off the field. I had the fortunes of going to that Super Bowl down in Tampa, and I was sitting out by that boat when the pirate ship, when he caught it and went the other way, and I just, for a split second, I thought, oh my God, we're going to be Super Bowl champions. What has it been like to cover a guy like Larry, and how much longer can he go? Would this kind of news give him the energy to maybe play two more years, three more years, take a run at Jerry? Why not?
Oh, 100%. I think the one thing that I learned about Larry last year is that, you know, he was really having a lot of fun. And to him, that meant a ton. And obviously, it doesn't hurt when Michael Bidwell, the team owner, will, you know, keep giving him $11 million one-year contract.
Right.
You know, that never hurts. So, you know, as long as those are on the table, Larry will never say no unless he physically cannot play anymore. But this will, if this experiment works and they win and they're close to taking that next step heading into 2021, I would not be surprised if he came back. And if they take the next step after that and he can physically do it, why not come back in 2022? You know, it's going to be a year-to-year thing, but I think as long as he's physically capable of going out there every day and playing and working hard. I mean, I have guys tell me on a regular basis that he is the hardest working player in practice.
Mm.
You know, he likes to tell me all the time, he's like, Josh, I still have something to prove. And I'm like, Larry, you don't have anything
right
to prove. But that's how he thinks. He's laying out from catches in practice. He's trying to show these young guys how to handle themselves, you know, how to play, how to practice professionally, all this stuff. Because I think as long as he still has that drive and all, and the physical ability to keep going out there and doing it, he'll keep coming back. Now, the other part of your question, what's it like covering him? It's fascinating. It really is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and put him on a pedestal and say, you know, oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever. It's just fascinating to watch, you know, one of the best players of all time in real time, if that makes sense. You know, like, yep, very few, yep, times I think we appreciate and take a moment to say, hey, this guy's going to the Hall of Fame, the first ballot inductee. he is one of the greatest receivers of the entire Leafs history. You know, he was one of the, I think he was the only active player on the, only active receiver, I think, named to the all, the 100-year list. You know, this, it's fortunate for me in a sense to be, to say, you know, I can say in 10, 15, 20 years that, hey, I covered one of the best players of all time. So I think people need to take a, have a better appreciation of him than they already do. Simply because how many times do we get to see a great, you know, up close
well
every
said.
Week, year in, you know, week in and week out. So that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, well said. It was like watching Pujols with the Cardinals. I mean, really. I mean, it was a guy that he was my Bob Gibson to or Stan Musial to my dad, that I was able to say I watched Albert when he was in his prime, and certainly being able to do that with Larry. You know, as a guy that grew up watching the Cardinals in St. Louis, and then, you know, going through so many bad years and then going to the desert in Phoenix one year, the Phoenix Cardinals, then they switched to the Arizona Cardinals. It just never, not a lot happened in a good, positive light for Arizona. When they drafted, when Denny Green drafted Larry Fitzgerald, I had no idea of what it would bring to me as a fan. It's just truly amazing. And those are the things that I, you know, Larry still has something to prove. Heck no, man. I mean, you have right. changed the thought process for so many Cardinals fans about how they look at a team, and it's amazing. Josh Weinfuss, yeah. I can't thank you enough, my friend. Arizona Cardinal writer for ESPN. I follow your stuff, love listening to, or love reading it, and we really appreciate it, my friend. Have fun with DeAndre and Larry out in the desert.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Anytime, guys.
Okay, appreciate it, Josh. Josh Weinfuss, good stuff there. Sounded like he was there at Sky Harbor.
Yeah.
Planes flying in. It must be
He's
the one plane.
Anytime, guys.
That, yeah. Hey, Trevor, can we go ahead and get him on a weekly... just go ahead and get him on the weekly rotation. Let's set that up immediately, please. He and Neil Lomax. We're still waiting on Neil, I know. All right, that is some cool stuff. Sorry, I had to do that. Hey, Rick Pitino is back in the coaching world. When we come back, this is a bad like tease because everybody knows, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that, and it will lead us, or then after that, talk a little Major League Baseball. The season is being pushed back, and we can discuss that next. If you want to weigh in ever, you can. 359-2255. Adam in Tuscola said, Lon, probably hyped for getting this trade done. Yeah.
Understatement.
Incredibly hyped. I cannot wait for the season to begin, hopefully. Isn't that sad? Hopefully for the season to begin. All right, it's the drive.
We know you've been waiting all year, and the moment is finally here. It's Girl Scout cookie time. From Samoas to Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Tagalongs, and even gluten-free Toffee-Tastic, there is a favorite for everyone. And now introducing the new Lemon Up Cookie. Crispy baked lemon cookies with inspiring messages by Girl Scout entrepreneurs. The Girl Scout cookie program builds confidence, provides essential entrepreneurial skills, and helps build future leaders. It helps our girls earn and learn, and teaches goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. Look for cookie booths outside local businesses where the girls are looking forward to meeting you. You can also download the Girl Scout Cookie Finder app on Android or iPhone. Almost 1 million Girl Scouts participate in the cookie program each year, and 100% of the money raised stays locally. All the while building girls of courage, confidence, and character. Find cookies and learn more about Girl Scouts of Central Illinois at getyourgirlpower.org. That's getyourgirlpower.org.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa Checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Our kids are older. We still got a lot of driving that we're doing, supporting them in their various events. But our van had over 250,000 miles on it. It was time for an upgrade. When we were eating in the area of Savoy 16 Theaters, we saw a couple of great options. When we called the dealership at Honda BMW to let him know we were coming over. We met Tommy West. Going through the financial screening only took about 20 minutes. We drove it around some of the rural roads we were familiar with and fell in love with our new pre-owned van. It fit right in our budget. Go see Tommy West and the crew at Honda BMW. DriveChampagne.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
We're chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
I'll tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They can help your business stay clean even through the rainy spring. Some rain today, more this week. We know you'll want and need a good mat program at all of your entrances. For every 20 feet of matting, you stop 85% of the dirt at the door.
That's a lot.
That is a ton. CMI can survey your facility and design a mat program for you, including custom logos. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road or schedule an appointment by calling 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262.
All right, The Drive with Say and Piper. Trevor Valise in as well. Rick Pitino is now coaching basketball again. He's in Greece, right? Has he been coaching in Greece?
He was in Greece, yep.
Okay.
Now at Iona.
Now he's at Iona. What do you think of that move?
A little ironic that he comes back to basketball and recruiting's on quarantine. I don't know.
Never thought of that.
It's going to be interesting.
That will be. Iona, I mean, can he get that program to... Iona's had some good teams.
Some good teams, some tournament teams.
What was it,
teams.
Jeff Ruland? Or he used to play in the NBA, like Jeff Ruland, I think. I think he got them to the NCAA tournament a few years ago. I wonder if a guy like Pitino can get... what are you laughing
at? That was a good one, Derek. Thank you, Pitino.
I know. What I wonder if Pitino can get a team like Iona to be like a... I don't want to say Gonzaga. I mean, give me a break. But, you know, a team
Wichita
that...
Wichita State?
Yeah, like a Wichita State. That's perfect.
Well, you know that ESPN is going to coincidentally be airing every Friday night Iona game.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. That, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but they went to the tournament four straight years, 19, 18, 17, 16.
You know, it's interesting to me because you think of, like, when Lovie came here to Illinois. I mean, I don't want to compare Illinois and Iona, but, you know, the Illinois football program has never been, well, not ever. I mean, it has had its moments, don't get me wrong, but I thought when Lovie came here, big name, let's see what he can do with it, and it's getting better, don't get me wrong. You wonder, like, can Pitino, with that kind of a name, go into a school like Iona and just immediately transform that into a top 25 team?
Top 25 might be difficult. Just the fact, can he get talent that Iona necessarily wouldn't?
Right.
And can he coach it up? Because he's known as one of the best coaches in the past couple of decades in college basketball. He's also coached pros. He's coached national championship winning teams. Can he get the mid-major kid who was overlooked by the home state school and then say, come to Iona and play for me? I think he could.
Good call. Sure. Is this is probably a stepping stone to somewhere big?
Or that's what he has to be thinking.
Do you
sure.
think that ship has sailed?
Depends on what Iona looks like in the next couple of years.
True. That's very true. Because if Pitino goes there and let's say he makes two straight NCAA tournaments.
People are desperate for winning, man.
Yeah, they are.
If he wins there, gets him to a Sweet 16 and some high major school wants to win.
Yep.
Maybe they'll take a shot.
Bottle of red.
Somehow his son is still employed as well.
Bottle of white. That's the Italian restaurant song by Billy Joel.
So the,
you're right. I like what you said. Somehow his son's still, I've been calling for his job for 10 years.
The reasoning behind keeping Richard Pitino is that the recruiting has been good.
Yeah.
Right? He can recruit. But my counter to that would be this season, you just had two five-star kids in Carr and Oturu. I know they weren't five stars coming in, but
right.
I mean, you had as talented in terms of just like on paper, raw talent, two guys as possible, and you went under 500. So, like, I understand that the recruiting matters, but it'd be like saying, you know, well, we're keeping him because he can recruit really well, but then he can't coach a lick out of these really good recruits. Right. Well, why?
Got to have depth, right?
He bought himself a little bit of time by going to the tournament last year and winning the game.
Totally
agree. That was such a farce. I think he's the worst coach in the Big Ten.
It's funny they beat Louisville.
I have no idea how he beat Louisville in the tournament last year.
Damonte Williams doesn't know him.
And he doesn't know Damonte?
No, he doesn't. Real quick, Major League Baseball officially announces that opening day would be June 1st at the earliest. So we're usually ready for opening day in April, but now it's looking like June 1st, and they basically have told the players, just see ya. Go back to your home.
How are you going to orchestrate the schedule? Are you going to completely rework it? Are you just going to slice off the
we better get to play ball half of it? We better get those three games.
I was looking, Cardinals during that stretch in April and May, four-gamer with the Dodgers, three at the Cubs, three at the Dodgers, four at San Diego, and seven against the Braves in May.
Oh, well, then you know what? I'll gladly trade the three Baltimore for that.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, you're automatically going to have horrible scheduling issues with regards to what's fair and what's not.
So honestly, if they're starting this thing up like mid-June, I wouldn't be surprised if they just said scrap it. Because I don't understand how you could...
Oh, no, Trevor. Stop it. Stop it. If you're telling me that we could watch baseball June 1st, I mean...
No, I'm with you.
Scrap the schedule or scrap the season?
I'm saying scrap the season if you're MLB. And
no.
Such a headache with this.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't want it, Lon.
I know you don't, but oh my goodness.
I mean, that would mean like a World Series on New Year's. That would mean like none of it makes any logistical sense.
You'd have to just whittle the schedule to where it's still you have October baseball.
But I don't know.
58 game season.
Yeah.
But then how do you play the play? I mean, do the players then just get no money from the first half of what would have been their season?
Maybe.
Well, we're slicing off the 8 games of Cubs-Pirates in April.
Yeah. Done.
Sorry about you.
Done.
I don't think anybody's heartbroken about that.
Done.
You know what really stinks is that the Astros get off completely scot-free right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they were planning rallies. They were having people lining up in Oakland to boo them, and now they get none of that.
Yeah.
People still remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. I just want them to get relentlessly booed in front of their faces.
Was it 84, the strike year, when the Cardinals were in first place when the strike happened? And I just can't imagine, like, it's gonna be weird not to have baseball. I mean, guys, one of my favorite things ever is leaving this radio station when it's 78 or 82 degrees out. I get in my car, and I turn on, and I flip on ESPN radio, and I hear the Cardinals game. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And now we're not going to have that until at least June 1st, and maybe not even then.
At least we have Arizona Cardinals to talk about for a few months. Stretch it out.
Yeah, tomorrow, don't forget, Josh Weinfuss will join us again. No, he better not.
Anytime, guys. That's what he said.
Yeah. Steve Greenberg, Chicago sports writer, Chicago Sun-Times. Really appreciate him. Luke Smith was awesome. Louisville pitcher. And Josh Weinfuss, really appreciate that, all of it. All right, guys, good show. We got through one of our days. What do we do tomorrow?
One down, 68 to go.
Yikes. All right, stay safe. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.